Down Home with Greg's mom, Ginger, replay.
Hello.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. I love those Warriors. But why do they have to make it so tough on you?
Well, Mom, they don't start playing until they're down at least 17 points.
I believe you're right.
Does that make you mad?
Yes, every time. You think they're going to give it away, and then here they come.
But, Mom, you would be so bored if they won all the games by 50.
I would be a lot more relaxed.
Well, listen to this, Mom. Benny thought that they won it all. He was, like, ready to celebrate.
I thought it was all over. I thought we were the champions again.
Oh, Benny. We're just getting started.
And Shan's thinking about flying to Vegas so she can place bets on all the games.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think she should. She's pretty lucky.
I think so. She just wants an excuse to go to Vegas.
I will give these last two games to Draymond. I like the new Draymond.
The new Draymond. He's not fighting anymore. He's not arguing with the referees. He said because of his son.
He's talking ugly. When they interview him, he sounds intelligent.
He's reformed, Mom, so there's still hope for your son.
I know his mother's straightening him out, and I'm hoping that one day I can do the same.
Hey, well, good luck. We'll see if you can.
Yep.
Well, Mom, there was a major event that happened at my mom's house. We had we had some craziness go down.
Poor little Tommy had surgery yesterday.
Well, first, Tommy had surgery because, now he has been accused, the cat has been accused of knocking up the next door neighbor.
Gregory, we don't talk like that.
Good for Tommy.
Well, we had a blessed event next door.
Yeah, all of a sudden they started hearing meows and kittens, and Tommy has now gotten the blame.
As soon as she lets us get to see him, I'm going to go check them out and see if my DNA.
Y'all haven't even seen the kittens yet?
No, she's got them hidden up in the barn. She hadn't brought them down yet.
Oh, the mama cat's got them hidden.
We don't know how many or what color.
Well, what's their orange?
But poor old Tommy, he did not feel well yesterday.
He got a little snip snip?
He is fixed.
Yep. Oh. Mom, why don't we need to take the cat to Maury. He might not be the father. You don't know.
And you are not the father.
Meow.
And then the cat's all fine.
Yeah. The cat's like,
well, he was MIA for a few days, a few months ago. He was awfully busy. He couldn't come home. And then all of a sudden, we have a new baby mama.
I didn't even know that there was a mama cat next door.
Yeah, she's real cute. When I get a chance, when she brings him around, I'll take a picture of him.
No wonder he liked her. She's real cute.
Yes. Very cute.
So will you be taking one of the kittens since you claim to be the father?
We have to wait to see.
Oh, Lord. That's all y'all need is another cat.
We're busy with the one we got.
Well, how was he yesterday?
He was drunk.
Kind of like Dad when I was born.
Well, first, I had to help him up the steps. Couldn't get up the steps. So then I put him in here, and he wanted to eat. And I didn't want him to eat because I was afraid he'd get sick. And he would just collapse. He couldn't go anymore. And then he'd slip a wall, and he was not good. He's here this morning. His father's taking good care of him.
Did y'all let him sleep in the house last night?
No.
Oh. Mom.
He wanted out. He always wants out.
I know, but he's weak. He couldn't run from, like, a bobcat. Or a raccoon or a possum or something.
Well, he goes and gets in the barn where his baby mama is.
All right, we got to run.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
It's 99.7 now. It's the Bay Club. Good morning.
Are we not doing that anymore?
Yeah, I mean, we will. I don't know. We're still figuring that out. We'll try it again. Ready? It's 99.7 now. It's the Bay Club.
Wake up.
Yeah. Happy hump day. And we're getting there, guys. Three more days and a holiday weekend.
Three more days.
Well, I meant for everyone else hasn't really started their
day. I'm almost done, girl.
Yeah, Greg's bag's already packed.
Yeah.
His shoes are tied. He's out of here.
Yeah, my shoes are tied. Yeah, because I test.
What? I take my shoes off every morning in
me
here.
Too,
you
I'm
do?
Yeah.
Is that gross that I take them off as soon as I get on the plane? Like if I'm going somewhere,
no.
I take them off
yes.
and put them underneath
no.
the...
Yes.
That's what you're supposed to do, or your feet swell up.
Don't take your shoes off in public. That's not okay.
What?
I didn't know that was a rule.
Well,
you couldn't take
barefoot.
Your shoes off in public.
What you going to say to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, she's completely barefoot.
Bro, I take them off on the plane. Right now from your mom.
That's true,
barefoot
right?
Barefoot indoors.
That's a Latina mom. That's another Latina mom thing. You can't be barefoot.
Mm-mm. Indoors or outdoors.
They hate that.
They hate it. Don't put your purse on the ground.
Never. Or your money will go away.
Now I don't do it. Not my purse. But but my backpack, a lot of times I shouldn't say this because people might steal it. But a lot of times I put my wallet in my backpack. So now I won't put my wallet on the ground because all my Latin friends tell me,
bad luck.
Yeah, well, your money will disappear, so you got to put it in a chair or something. Mm-hmm. So that's why I put it right over there.
Yep, see? Mine's right there on the bench.
Yeah, the whole wallet thing's a good idea because that's my problem. I never know where to put it. First of all, I have this super thick wallet. It's in my other studio.
No. But tell me more.
It's a bunch of junk in there. But like my back pocket, I can't sit down. Then my front pocket, it's like stretching out my jeans and it's just awkward.
That's why I love Lululemon because Lululemon pants and shorts, they put the back pocket actually on the side. So when you sit in your car, you don't sit on your wallet. You sit... It goes on the side.
Mm.
That I mean, it's worth the overprice of Lululemon.
It's worth the $200.
Yeah, just pocket. For that. But speaking of Latina mom things, there are many, many more. And I know there's somebody on the line that wants to tell us about their mother.
Oh yeah, we were talking about wet hair earlier. Hey, good morning.
So, yeah, I'm Peruvian. I'm Latina. I am going to be 23 years old. And till this day, my mother still... pounds me on, like, you can't go outside if your hair is wet, you're gonna get sick. You can't go to sleep with your hair wet, you're gonna get sick. Like, last week, I wasn't feeling too good, and, like, she came with a blow dryer and started drying my hair.
Oh my God!
This is a serious situation.
Yeah, like, even, like, when I, like, I mean, I'm a college grad, too, so when I was in college, I'd be like, okay, good night, Mom, love you, blah, blah, like, calling her, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take a shower right now. She's like, don't forget to dry your hair.
Oh my God, she's really serious about that.
Moms don't play.
I think it's the drying the hair, and also if you don't wear socks around the house, you're going to get sick.
Oh, that's another one. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law yells at me when I go to visit her if I don't have socks on in the morning when I wake up and come out to have my cafecito with her. She's like, Ben, go put your socks on, please.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what? Yeah.
No, that's my grandma right there. My grandma's like, you don't have socks on. You need to go put socks on. You're going to get sick. I'm like, we have carpet.
And it's 75 degrees in here.
That's crazy. All right, girl. Thanks for the call. And you know what? Email. I'm going to Peru in December. If you have any recommendations, send them to me.
Oh, yeah, totally. I have tons.
Thanks for the call, Christina.
Bye.
All right, keep your hair dry.
No te enfermes.
Yes, what she said.
Don't get sick.
Don't get sick.
Well, that's a new one on me. Cafecito?
It's coffee.
Coffee.
Cafe.
Cafe. Yeah, cafecito.
Cafecito.
Yeah, but who says cafecito?
My wife and my mother-in-law.
I have never. Trying to be cute.
Just that's Spanglish, though.
It's a little slang, yeah,
that's Spanglish.
It sounds cute until it depends on how it's said to you. So it'll be like a Saturday morning, and Vanessa will roll over like, where's my cafecito? I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that's definitely. Wow. That's Spanglish for sure. Or Texican. As we say.
Yeah. We should do a segment where, like, things Latin mom says, say.
Heck yeah.
Right? Because, like, they come up with the weirdest things. But
well, you grow up with. We talked about one earlier about the whole El Cucuy. If you don't get into bed, they're gonna come get you.
Yeah, that's why you got to turn off the lights and run and jump in your bed.
They will find you. Let's go through some of the texts this morning. Shan, what do you have over there?
Marissa says, "Good morning, guys. I had to step up my listening game because my streaming service wasn't cutting it anymore. I bought a handheld FM radio."
What?
She sent a photo of it too. It is. Old school, like
a Radio Shack little, like, handheld. Oh.
Exactly, the little black ones with the antenna.
Marissa, we love you for that. How do we sound through that one tiny little speaker there on the handheld radio?
Marissa actually also recruited her father to listen to us, and he texted in yesterday that he was a loyal Howard Stern listener, but he has now converted to us. So thank you.
Yes.
So she's got the whole family listening to us.
I was sharing earlier a list of, it's total 35 things you'll regret doing in life. And there are some good ones. Everything from, you know, not spending enough time with family to holding grudges to not going to the dentist regularly to fear, letting fear stop you from trying something new. But one of them we read on a list of things you'll regret is living life based on what someone else wants. And it hit home for Monique. She texted in, regretting being what someone else wants you to be totally hit home. It took me a while to come out to my family because I thought they wanted me to have the whole family and the kids and the marriage to a man, that sort of thing. And if it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't have done what I did. You know, just really thinking about your life and doing what makes you happy and not trying to live for somebody else. So congrats to you.
And now we are lucky to live in a day where, as a gay person, you can have all those same things.
Yes.
You can have a family. You can get married. You can have it. Now, I don't want any of those things, but I'm glad that we have the right.
But should you want it, you have the right.
I'm glad that I have the unconventional and I have the kids. Oh, my God. This is not from the texting hotline, but I will tell you, we're less than a month until the kids go back to their mothers. And I'm already starting to have meltdowns, but it's okay.
Is that for the whole summer or just a few weeks?
They're going back for a whole year before they come back.
A whole year?
Let's not talk about it. Why did I bring it up? I mean, it's just going to make me go into full on. When I have to, he's like, okay, you're going to drop us off. They're like, we're making plans. And he's like, you're going to drop us off at the airport. And I'm like, I don't think I can do it. The last time I dropped them off at the airport and I was walking away, then Levi screamed my name out and I turned around and he like waved with his little hand and he's like, bye. Like that. Oh, my God. I'm going to tear up. And I lost it. I had to run to the bathroom at the airport. I had to run to the bathroom. And just like, you know, I had to go into one of those stinky stalls and cry.
Oh,
my God. I'm going to tear up now. All right. Speaking of tearing up, Camille says she tears up thinking about Bella and Junior, her two twins. They are about to graduate from Concord High School June 1st.
Yeah.
And Junior, her son, keeps singing, hey, look, Ma, I made it. And she's like, yeah, I never thought he would.
But we played that earlier. That's what we said. We dedicated that to all the graduates.
Definitely a lot of graduates. I know my friend's son graduates either June 2nd or June 1st. So a lot of you graduating that day as well. So happy graduation.
Absolutely. Listen, it ain't easy. So congratulations to all of you guys. 99.7 now. So, you know, they tell us what clues to give you when we play Secret Sound, but I just thought of our own that we should give. But
no, you can't.
Why? It'd be guaranteed giveaway.
Well, exactly.
We'd get a winner.
And you would be guaranteed to be escorted out of the building.
Okay, fine.
That would be a short run. It was great while it lasted, Benny, but thanks.
It was a good 3 weeks. Next. All right. Well, let's play. Caller 9-888-456-9970. What's the clue that we can
give? All right, this is going to be super old school. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA.
Shan doesn't get it.
The Boss. Come on, Shan. Don't get with it.
Bruce.
I know Born This Way by Lady Gaga.
Well, that's not the clue. The clue is Born in the USA.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Great, man. We're very excited, my wife and I.
Nice. Have you guys been playing along?
Yes. So here's a great little side fact. My wife on Secret Sound number 9 was the one that called in with the Apple AirPods.
Oh, my God. The one that didn't say falling on a desk.
On the table.
We were shook in here. We were like, we wanted to give it to you so badly, but we're not allowed to unless it's exact.
Oh, my God. I was sick to my stomach for her.
Well, good luck. Maybe
our takeaway lesson from that is we're better together.
Okay. There you go.
All you husband and wives out there know that you're better together.
I love that.
On the table.
There you go. And you know what? That is a good lesson going into Love Trap Thursday tomorrow. You're better together.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's play. Good luck to you guys. I hope you get this. I'm going to play the sound, and then we'll take your guess. Here is the sound. What do you guys think that is?
Okay. Are you ready for me?
We are.
Drum roll, please.
Okay.
An apple.
Our collective guess is pulling open a bag of peanut M&Ms.
We just had that guess last hour.
Well, you're not playing along too closely. Yeah, we got that guess either at 7:40 or 8:40.
We had it this morning already.
Well, but we thought the verb.
Well, see? Yeah, okay. Then I'll give you that because we just went through this whole, you got to be specific. So did that help? Did that make it right? No. It did not, guys. Oh. I'm sorry. But, hey, you can still play. 1140 is your next shot with Fernando, so you can call back, okay?
Okay, you tell Fernando I'm coming.
All right.
We will. Thanks for playing, guys.
I've got a lot of jokes for that, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
Oh, you? No way. You don't have any wrong, any of those jokes.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like people might be on the right track, but that's all I'm going to say.
So $3,900 now at 1140. Mm-hmm. Fernando will have your shot to play that. And, yes, if you have some time when you're at work to help you out, go to 997now.com to check all the previous guesses. Is it updated? Because people text in like it's not updated.
Yeah, I don't know if it's updated to the minute, but it is updated.
After the show, it gets updated.
Okay, because we say that, and then we get yelled at from texters. Like, well, wait a minute.
Well, we do know that it is not pulling open a bag of peanut M&M's. We've had that guess twice. And I mean,
if you want to try to get 1140, maybe it's changed. I don't know. Go ahead, give it a shot.
And you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and let everybody know, since I think it's not plain M&M's either, okay? You know what? I can get in trouble for that, but it's not that either.
Nobody likes plain M&M's. Peanut ones are the best.
Ew, I hate peanut ones.
What?
No, I can't do anything with peanuts.
Those are the best.
Okay, do you want to know where I fall on this?
Yes.
Squarely with Benny. Plain M&M's are gross.
Yep.
Peanut M&M's are delicious, except when, have you ever had this? When once in a while you'll get like a rotten nut.
You will get those sometimes.
You do though, right?
But I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Yeah, you probably get quite a few of those.
Oh, no, Benny.
Yeah, you get the
Bonneville Company.
And why do they taste better when it's the Christmas ones? Just the red and green ones. I feel like they just taste better around Christmas.
Maybe they're sweeter.
I don't know.
You don't get any rotten nuts at Christmas, I guess. But yeah, you know what I'm talking. In all seriousness,
It's like it's odd. First of all, the ones that are oddly shaped, and then you're like, you already know, but I'm still gonna try it just to find out. Yeah, this was a rotten nut.
Oh, but what about when you get the double nut?
I don't know if I've ever gotten a double nut. Double peanut.
Hi, everybody.
I'm out of here, dude. You're setting me up. Bye. Right, let's